Debbie Lyons Blythe, and I live and have a cattle ranch at White City, Kansas, the Flint Hills of Kansas.
Well, tell me a little bit about your operation.
We are a Angus cattle ranch, and my husband works in town, so I take care of the cattle every day, along with help from my kids. And we sell registered Angus bulls, and we have a commercial heifer development program in that we purchase and breed and then manage about 350 heifers, and they're available for sale in the fall.
And you have just been named as Monsanto's Farm Mom of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you. I think it's a story of being in the right place at the right time. My aunt nominated me, and I didn't realize also that my kids wrote an essay and nominated me. So it's a real honor that they would want to do that. But there are so many farm moms out there that do what I do that it's just amazing to me that I would have been spotlighted for this honor.
Well, there certainly are a lot of farm moms, and everybody who is a mom knows that that in and of itself is a full-time job. And so you have you're not only a mom, but you've also, you know, been able to run this farm. And I'm sure it's been challenging, but I'm sure, too, that it's been rewarding for you.
Absolutely. When we first had kids, my husband and I discussed which one of us could stay home with them because we felt like that was something that we wanted to do. And he already had a very good job at a bank and really wanted to continue that. And so I said that I would stay home and take care of the kids. And then at the same time, we were ready to expand our ranching operation. And so it just kind of fit. And the kids went along with me in the tractor or the pickup truck. And we just kind of got the job done together.
Now, what's the age range of your kids, and do any of them work on the farm?
They all work on the farm. They're all older kids now. My oldest is 21, and I have a daughter that's 19, and they're both in college. My son will be 18 next month, and he just graduated from high school and will be in college next year. And then we've got twins that are 16 and will be juniors in high school.
Well, I'm sure that does keep you busy, but at the same time, they are of that age where they can be a big help on the ranch and the farm.
Oh, they are a huge help. And we really raised our kids being a part of everything because we felt like it gave them that tie to the land to teach them not only the responsibility that we have to the land and the cattle, but also it gives them that satisfaction of knowing that they can do the job. And, you know, if they want to come back to the farm, they've got to have some skills on the farm. And so we felt like it was really important that they be a part of not only the labor, but the decision making as well. So we've tried to include them at every step.
What are some of the lessons that you've learned being a farm mom that maybe might help, say, a younger mom coming up in the world? Some advice or some lesson learned?
Oh, wow. You know, there's so many things. I think one of the things that I've found out is that you can't be perfect at absolutely everything, especially with five kids. I used to think that that I could have everything planned and perfect, but chaos is often the way it ends up. But that isn't necessarily a bad thing, so you kind of have to learn to kind of roll with the flow and make things happen that way. But I think that you also find that there are more jobs that you can do with kids hanging along with you or learning to help than what you can do without them, because they learn to be a part of it and they learn to enjoy it. And if you can actually include them in some of what you're doing, I think it really makes the job more fun too.
Is there anything that you do just to sort of say, this is Debbie time, this is what sort of hobby that you pursue, or something on the farm that's particularly satisfying to you to sort of maybe just be by yourself?
Well, I find I'm by myself a lot because when the kids are in school, all I have to talk to is cows. So one of the things that I do that is kind of a creative outlet for me is I blog. And I have a blog called Life on a Kansas Cattle Ranch, and it just tells stories about what we do every day. And I specifically try to reach out to consumers. I have a journalism degree, so writing is something that I enjoy doing. And so that's fit in just beautifully for me.
Absolutely. And you're a graduate of K-State, right?
Uh-huh, right.
And you are involved in several associations. What are those?
Well, I'm on the board of directors for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Kansas Livestock Association. I'm involved in the environmental committees, the private property rights and environmental management committee for NCBA. And also I've been on the American Angus Association Board of Directors and the Kansas Angus Association Board. I've gone through leadership there as well. So I really believe that associations are very, very important. I'm out in the middle of nowhere on a ranch and talking to cows every day, so I can't keep track of what the legislature is doing. And I think those associations are vital to help me stay informed and then connect me with legislators when we need to, when they need information from me.
I'd like to hear just a little bit about your desire to teach consumers. Mm-hmm. From your perspective on the farm, on the ranch, every single day, and you got this award from Monsanto, and you will hear people who are non-farm people say things about Monsanto, GMO, and things like that. What would be some of the things you'd like to say directly to the consumer about the food that you raise?
I love to connect with consumers and answer their questions, but sometimes they don't know the questions to ask a cattle rancher. And so I blog in order to help them come up with questions to talk to me. But I think it's really important that in the United States that we understand that we have got a wonderful, safe food supply, an affordable food supply. I think it's great that we have so many choices, whether natural, organic, conventional, which I actually use the word traditionally raised instead of conventional, and also the new technologies that we can take advantage of. I think there is room for all of those different products and different opportunities for purchase. But we have to remember, in this day and age, we do have a growing population, and we're not making more land. So we are going to have to globally produce more food. And I think that it's important that we have a partnership to do that. At the same time, I know there's people that would rather purchase a niche product that would maybe be a all-natural or, with no GMOs. You know, I'm fine with that as well. There is room for everybody.
You know, what about those who say that anything that isn't non-GMO or organic or natural is bad? Are you able to, do you find yourself defending that? Traditional, like you said, traditional production?
You know, traditional production has a lot of new technology built into it as well. I think it's really important that we look back to our past and see the new technology that was so brand new back in the 60s that they incorporated, and things were changing even back then. I think it's really important that we continue to look at the new technology and utilize what works in our operations. And there are some operations that it just won't work in, or they don't want it to work in, and that's fine. But I think traditionally we have been very open to new technologies and trying to do things in a more efficient way.
I guess what I'm saying is those who see the new technologies as a bad thing, you know, what do you say to them?
Well, I think that, like I say, it is important that everybody has a marketing plan and can market their product the way they need to. And there are niche markets that those people who believe that GMOs are bad or the new technology is bad, there is a place to purchase the products that they want. But I don't think that we are going to feed our growing population without some of these new technologies and efficiencies. We've got to be sure that they're safe. They've been tested. I believe that they're very safe, and I think it's important that we, stay open, remain open to new efficiencies.